Winthrop High football coach John Cadogan is with us here on MSO News Sports. And, John, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, John, you're coming off a nice win, a 22-13 win last Friday against Danvers. Before we talk about this week's game and the team as such, tell me about last week's game. What do you, after looking at the video of it and so on, what stands out in the win against Danvers?
Well, first and foremost, last year when we played Danvers, they took it to us pretty good, 42-0. So that was kind of a bit of a rallying cry for us all week long. Not obviously let that happen again, but, they're an extremely well-coached team and, you got to play pretty well for four quarters, but, I just thought our guys matched their physicality. I think Danvers is one of the most physical teams we play all year on our schedule, and that was kind of a focal point for us, is to match their physicality, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that for four quarters.
Was there a turning point in the game, a moment in the game where it became clear that the Winthrop Vikings were going to win?
I think the start of the third quarter probably couldn't have gone any worse for us. We got the opening kickoff of the second half after Danvers had just scored right before the end of the half. And, we really wanted to put a good drive together. But unfortunately, we didn't. And then the punt was not a good one. And they ended up having the ball with great field position and ended up punching it in. And I think at that point for us, it's a 14-13 game. How do we respond? And, it took us four plays and we went right down the field and scored. And then went for a two-point conversion to put us up by nine. You never think a game's over, but you feel better being up two scores at that point. But I think for us it was just the response after, not a great start to the half.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing, because you're right. I mean, you're coming out of halftime. You just gave up the score to end the first half. And, with kids, dealing with kids, or anybody, that can be some kind of a dagger, if you will, to start the second half. And so the response is the key. So what did you tell the team right about that at that point?
I've been pretty much 0-for-4 at halftime speeches so far. We've gotten the ball at half every single one of our games. We started off the half with the ball. And we pretty much went 3-and-out, so I'm trying to make an adjustment on what I say this week. But I think it's more, we talk about when, not if things go bad, but when things go bad, because it's always going to happen. It'll happen in life. It'll happen on the football field. It's really how you respond that matters. And like I said, we couldn't have started out that half any worse. But, just being, just the response that we had after that touchdown to go right down the field in four plays and score really kind of told me all I need to know about our team.
That's funny about the halftime speeches. John, maybe you should show a movie, maybe do that at the half, who knows?
Whatever works at this point, Bill, I'm all on board. So if it's a movie, if it's story time, whatever we got to do, I'm all on board.
There you go. Okay, now let me just ask you a couple of questions about your team. I wanted you to highlight some of the players, your key players and so on, for Winthrop football this year.
I think first and foremost, it starts with our quarterback, Robert Noonan. Robert is a two-year starter at quarterback. He's also one of our middle linebackers. So he's really plays a focal part in both the offense and the defense. And, his stats don't always, measure what he does for our team. Although I will say he did have a 38-yard touchdown run last week. That was pretty impressive. And I think it's imperative for us to kind of get him more involved in the run game going forward. So Robert's definitely a big player for us. Another senior, Welvis Acosta, he plays fullback for us, an outside linebacker. He's really kind of a missing piece that we did not have last year. in the wing tee offense, if you have a pretty good fullback, it kind of it's really the focal point, and he's in the middle of our offense. And he's really been exceptional for us in our first, four games. So those two guys on offense, I think Nick Capuccio, he's a sophomore, and I think around the North Shore, his name's going to be brought up quite a bit in these next couple of years. He's really been exceptional on both sides of the ball. And as a sophomore, it's awfully hard to play varsity football, but he's been really excelling in these first four games for us.
Sounds good. Hey, John, finally, I guess, Gloucester, Friday night in Gloucester. Normally, if you look at the schedule back a few years ago, you're playing Danvers, then Gloucester. You'd say, well, I could not be playing tougher teams back-to-back than those two. Gloucester obviously is down a bit the last couple of years, but nonetheless, going up there, playing up there, tell us how you take a look at this game against Gloucester.
I think you throw the records out. I know they're struggling right now at 1-3, but, a Gloucester kid is a Gloucester kid, and I don't care what year it is, whether it's 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or it's, present day. Those kids are tough up there. And if you look at all their games, they've been in all of their games, and they fight and they claw. Last week they could have easily folded, being down 20-0, but they kind of came roaring back and put themselves in a position to almost win the game against Salem. So we know we have our hands full. It's a place that we've only won once since '92 up there. So there's a lot of things going against us this week. In terms of, all that stuff. So, I'm trying to get my guys to understand, the importance of playing a good game on the road in a tough venue this week. And Newell Stadium is certainly one of the tougher places to play.
No, you make a good point. And Gloucester, a team that does appear to be – it's better this year than last year, and I'm sure they're getting better from week to week as well as and so – case in point, you're right. Yeah, but boy, Gloucester Winthrop football games, I'm sure there've been some great ones over the years. John, anything else to share with us about Winthrop football?
We're Winthrop. We're a scrappy bunch. We're a small team, obviously, size of school, but we'll play you for four quarters. I think that's kind of always been our thing, and I think that's what we try to hang our hat on is, big or small, we'll fight you for four quarters and see what happens at the end.
I think my listeners, John, would be upset if I didn't ask you who the other young voice I might hear there is.
This is my daughter Briley, and she is 8 months. So actually, I might be dating myself. No, she's 7 months. So can we edit that part out? but yeah, she's my third child, and my other two are upstairs, so she's my best one right now. So they can't listen to the radio anyway. But she's a handful, but we love her.
Gotcha. John, thanks so much. Good luck Friday. Thanks for your time, and congrats on the big win Friday in Danvers. Take care. Or against Danvers, I should say. Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for all the coverage over the years. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Cadigan, football coach at Winthrop High School.